Despite that, they'd finally reached Lakeview, once again, inevitably, in the middle of a dense snowfall. Night had already fallen by the time they arrived, and the ancient city's buildings had seemed to huddle together, hunching shoulders and roofs against the weather. Many of the city's windows had been shuttered against the cold, but the glow of lamplight streaming from others had turned the falling snowflakes into a dancing, swirling tapestry woven by invisible sprites. Their traveling sleighs had slowed dramatically once they reached Lakeview streets, yet the darkness and the weather had already urged most of the city's inhabitants inside, and they'd quickly reached the Archangel's Rest, the harborside inn where rooms had been reserved for them. It was a huge establishment, a full 6 stories tall, with palatial sleeping chambers and a full-fledged ground-floor restaurant. In fact, the Archangel's Rest dwarfed anything Corus had ever seen in Coruscant, or even the largest of the outsized inns they'd passed en route from Fairstock. For that matter, he was pretty sure it was larger than anything he'd ever seen anywhere, short of a cathedral in some capital city. It hardly seemed proper to describe it as a mere inn, and he supposed that was why someone had coined the word hotel to describe it instead. At the moment, however, it was clearly operating with a much reduced staff. He'd mentioned that to Tanner, and the underpriest had chuckled. "During the summer, the place is usually packed," he'd explained. "In fact, they usually wish they had even more rooms to let. Didn't you notice how much bigger the inns were along the high road?" Corus had nodded, and Tanner had shrugged. "Well, that's because when everything's not covered with ice and snow, there are usually thousands of pilgrims using the high road to make their way to or from the temple at any given time. All of them need some place to spend the night, after all, and all the roads to Lake Pei from the south come together here, which makes Lakeview the lakeside terminus for anyone traveling to Zion or the temple by road, just like Port Harbor is the major landfall for anyone traveling there by way of Xingwu's passage. Trust me, if you were here at midsummer, you'd swear every adult on Safehold was trying to get to the temple, and that every one of them was trying to stay at the rest. This time of year, the top 3 floors are completely closed down, though. For that matter, I'd be surprised if more than a third, or even a quarter, of the rooms which haven't been closed for the winter are occupied at the moment. How in the world do they justify keeping it open at all if they lose so much of their business during the winter?" Corus had asked. "Well, the quality of their restaurant helps a lot," Tanner had laughed. "Trust me, you'll see that for yourself at supper." So they manage to keep their kitchen staff fully occupied, no matter what time of year it is. As for the rest, he'd shrugged. "Mother Church has a partial ownership in the rest, and the temple treasury helps subsidize expenses over the winter months. In fact, Mother Church has the same arrangement with quite a few of the larger inns and hotels here in Lakeview, and in Port Harbor, for that matter." Corus had nodded in understanding. For that matter, he'd realized he should have thought of that possibility for himself. Obviously, the church would have a powerful interest in providing housing for those performing the pilgrimage to the temple, enjoined upon all of the truly faithful by the Holy Writ. And, he'd thought just a bit more cynically, "I'll bet the profit the treasury turns during the peak pilgrimage months is more than handsome enough to cover the costs of keeping the places open year-round." However that might have been, he'd been forced to admit the Archangel's Rest had provided the most comfortable and luxurious travel accommodations he'd ever encountered, and the contrast between it and the conditions they'd endured all too frequently elsewhere during their rigorous journey had been profound. He was certain that few of the hotel's other suites were quite as luxurious as the ones to which he and Tanner had been escorted, and the restaurant had been just as excellent as Tanner had promised. In fact, Corus had found himself wishing rather wistfully that they could have spent more than a single night as its guests. Unfortunately, he'd known they couldn't, and he'd tried to project an air of cheerful acceptance as he followed Tanner down to the docks the next morning. From the underpriest's obvious amusement, it had been clear he'd failed to fool the other man, but despite Tanner's lively sense of humor and the ridiculous, he'd managed somehow to refrain from teasing his charge.